So, didn't catch the show on
Wednesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show. 2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Yeah, hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them.
Certainly is.
Nath, on yesterday's podcast, we were... by the way, welcome if you're new. What we, Nath and I, do is it's Jimmy.
Why do you sound so down?
Well,
are we talking there. More no, death?
Yeah, so... I'll just explain
it. So the dead podcast.
So the podcast is Nathan and I waffle a bit. Could be about anything. Could be about death.
Mm.
And then you'll hear some best bits of the show. And we used to. There was a bit where we were doing some little bits at the end. That's not happening anymore. So don't look in there. But on yesterday's podcast, we chatted about old Fosbury, the guy who invented the Fosbury flop,
not the Frosby flop, as we thought it was called.
Yes, we found that out as well. Mm. Anyway, there's some of my messages on TikTok, and I told you. I think on the podcast a couple of weeks ago or something, I was like, I'm trying to get back to the messages on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's not something I look
at. Of course, yeah. Well, I didn't even know they existed until you told me. And then I've continued not looking at them.
Nathan and I like to open TikTok, see the likes, the comments, the views.
Honestly, that's what I do. I watch probably 4 or 5 videos. I'll fling over and go, oh, we've gone up 1,000 followers. And then I'll close the app and go to something else.
Anyway, some of the messages and just said they really enjoyed the chat about old Fosbury.
Oh, so they listened straight away. That's good.
Great. They were like, you should do that. You should kick it off with someone who's died and gone, I can't believe.
I'm going to do death chat.
Anyway, so then I, as you were, so we're in a studio right now. Nate's sort of getting the podcast set up. We do this before the show, so I can't tell you if the show's any good.
But I kind of like it that way. Because if it's really bad, the last thing you want to do is chat about it.
Here it is. anyway, so then as Nate was doing that, I was like, oh, crap, that guy messaged me about dead people. So I just Googled. Dead people in 2023, and then I opened my laptop and I was like, oh, nah, I don't think
no,
I want to do it.
I don't think we'll push on with that.
I'm just showing my laptop.
Unless, okay, how about we make this, what about this for a rule, right?
Because I looked
unless,
at it.
Unless a famous person, right, somebody of
huge
notoriety. Right? Unless somebody dies within a 5-minute window of us starting this podcast, I don't think we address it.
Okay, what about this? If they're just really interesting. Like really
but what does that mean?
That's you invented subjective. The Fosbury flop.
Is that the bar that you're going to jump over?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
And now I'm sad again because he's dead. So
no, that's, yeah, you've got to have invented something.
Okay, inventors only.
Yes.
Inventors only.
Inventors.
Fine, we got there. That's fine. All right?
You've got to invent
not going to go back and go, Thomas Jefferson.
Dick Fosbury.
Yeah.
Isn't like a super famous guy.
No, which is what I like.
Yeah.
You know
so
what I mean?
we're not doing, because I Google famous people and then I was like, oh, I can't believe that actor died.
Yeah.
No.
And then we're sad.
They've got to have invented something.
And something like, special, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
And they don't have to be famous. They're just like, you go, oh,
invented
no,
something that we all know. And ideally, the invention, like, we know more about than the person.
Yeah. Just quickly, though, I mean, outside of the, you know, the Thomas Edisons and
Jefferson.
Yeah, Jeff, the big ones.
Mm.
How many, like, inventors can you name?
Well, Thomas Edison.
No, outside of them.
Oh. Oh, no, okay, how about this?
Okay, here.
Remember Aaron Markey, the guy who took the primary school captaincy away from me?
Yeah.
His dad
lost his primary school captaincy to a guy called Aaron Markey.
Yeah, Aaron Markey. So his...
You said that like everyone I know.
Hey, everybody knows that, mate. Everyone talks at you. I haven't opened the TikTok comments in a while.
We've got a lot of American and English TikTok fans. They're going.
They're going.
In Kansas, they're going.
Yeah, they go.
I can't believe Aaron Markey took it away from me.
Bloody Aaron Markey. my vote went to Nathan. He promised Coke in the bubblers. No. What was I saying? Oh,
yeah, his
dad, Ronnie, right? Ronnie Markey.
Ron Mark.
He invented, right? He invented. Yeah, this is, we're closing the loop here because you asked me what other inventors I don't know. He invented that thing at movie cinemas, right? Where all the straws are in them and it's like a big soda can, right? And you take the lid off and all the straws come out and kind of
fan out.
He invented that.
Just quick as well, podcasters. Nath acted that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. He invented that. That's a big invention.
Are they rich? Does that get you money?
No. I think he sold the patent for way too cheap. I didn't think it would take off. And now he's like every movie cinema, you see that thing.
See, they're quite convenient.
Well, you pull it out and bang, they fan out. Perfect.
Read a thing, though, the other day that apparently they're, I mean, this. Well, maybe I'll find out who invented this or who does invent it because apparently they're looking, the people, whoever they are, Illuminati, just to get rid of straws.
Well, you can't get rid of straws.
So apparently,
what are you going to replace them with?
Okay, so apparently the big issue at the moment, which I know you agree with, we're both in the same sort of boat over this, is that the new straws, they suck.
Oh, no. Well, they don't. They don't let you suck. That's the problem, because they disintegrate in your mouth.
Yeah, they go soft, and they go soggy, and then whatever, right?
So every time you suck them, it goes soft.
Yeah. Every time you put it in your mouth.
Straw my laugh.
Been having it for years, even before the straws.
Call me the paper straw. That's what they call me. There is paper straw Roy's here.
I knew a girl. So the new paper straws, everyone hates them. Sure. You and I can agree on that, right? So they can't go back to the old ones because they kill the turtles.
Yeah.
And we love turtles.
No, of course. You don't want to kill the turtle. You've got to find a happy medium.
So they're looking to invent a type of lid. So it's like they're looking, I guess this is for like movie theaters and like, you know, McDonald's and stuff like that. Because they've got to put a plastic lid on the cup.
Yeah.
So what can they invent of the plastic lid that when they put it on, it's sealed, but then you pull something or do something and there's like a little sippy, like a sippy cup.
Yeah, like a sippy, it's essentially a sippy cup. Oh, I'm around that. That's pretty cool. But I mean, that's still a plastic straw then.
Yeah, but I guess it's attached to the lid.
Yeah, but still strid, the same. Straw lid. It's a strid or a law.
Oh,
that's already a word.
Yeah, it's already a word. Confusing.
Street is better. Street is much better. Street doesn't exist because, I mean, law is a thing.
Law's a thing.
Yeah. Been around for a while, laws.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good on for trying, but I mean, to play devil's advocate if I can, Jim.
Certainly can, mate.
It's still the same amount of plastic. Mm. If anything, it's more because you also need the plastic to connect it.
Yeah, it would be more. It'd be more plastic.
More, it doesn't really work. I mean, I'm around the plastic straw. I just hate that they kill the turtles.
Yeah.
What if everybody... Okay, what about this, right? How's this?
Are you going to be the inventor?
Yeah, this could be me. This could be an invention,
so when
right?
you die, we can talk about
Yeah, you talk about Nate and his idea about straws. What about every time you're born, right?
Yep.
You get your birth certificate and a personalised metal straw that you have to have with you forever.
Yeah, but I own metal straws.
Oh, look, all right, mate.
A couple. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, okay with your metal
but
straws.
But I still like... They go manky. You got to wash them.
Yeah, but you just run them under the tap.
Yeah, but imagine like you're in your car, right? So that's where I keep a couple.
Yeah.
And I go to Macca's to get a frozen Coke.
Put
it in the frozen Coke, right? But then when I'm done, I throw the cup out, but the straw stays in the thing. I don't have any way to wash it there.
Yeah, true.
And then you and me, pretty lazy blokes. So we get out of the car. What do? Leave the straw in the car. Straw's there for 2-3 weeks until I get my next frozen Coke.
Okay, how about
put
this?
Put it in and I go, oh, it's not good.
That still tastes like my bloody hot chocolate last week.
Yeah.
What about this then? Okay. Riddle me this as another. This is what a good inventor does, right?
This is how they do it. This is how Thomas Edison did it.
They go back and forth.
With his mate.
They go back and forth and they go, I don't know what he invented. The toaster.
The light bulb.
Yeah.
I know.
And they go, well, that wouldn't work. But what about this? Okay. What about this, right? When you're born, you get a straw, like a flesh straw attached to your body.
Oh, I have one. Already.
Well, I know. Speaking of dirty things. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Jim, I introduced this to you and the country over the weekend because we also do National Weekend Brekkie, guys. 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Saturday, Sunday, and we do nights. God, we're just like chameleons. We do it all. And the thing that I introduced was the fact that our national basketball team, the Boomers, which is another word for kangaroo, guys, does not have an official mascot. And I reckon I came up with a solution. This is what happened. After some extensive research, I have realised that the Boomers, the Australian basketball team, do not have an official mascot. And therefore, I would like to pursue the idea that the new mascot for the Australian Boomers should be the Dunkaroo.
Look, it's not bad.
It was something that you're on board with. We had producer Max from Hot Nights helping us out, also on board, even though he thought a boomer was an old person.
I mean, a lot of people may not know boomer is word for a kangaroo. Shout out to producer Max, because that was on the weekend, and after the show, me and Max had about a 20-minute conversation about this and how we can go about it, who we should chase up, what should we do.
Yeah.
He's very smart, old producer Max.
Yeah, he's very
not
good.
Old. I don't know why I call him old.
For the old boomer.
But you were, and then I was like, where? Me and Max are having this conversation. I'm like, this is Nate's thing. He's very passionate about it. I'm looking around. I'm like, where is Nate?
I didn't know you were having a conversation.
Yeah, because you were doing a very long dunk of poo.
The secondary mascot.
Woo! I'm going there for a while. But yes, we're all on board.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and also if you don't know, it's got two levels to it, right? If you don't know what the Dunkaroo, it was a snack we all grew up on, right? Describe the Dunkaroo. It was essentially what? Like a biscuit and some dip. Really?
Yeah, it was like the dessert version of a Le Snack.
Yes.
If you ever had a Le Snack.
That's exactly what it was.
So there was the Le Snacks, I feel like, I feel like more people had less snacks than Dunkaroos, at least like when I went to school, because they were somewhat seen healthier because they were a biscuit and cheese rather than biscuits.
Savory. They were savory.
Savory. Yeah. But yeah, there was a little area for the biscuits, which are the little kangaroos, little bickies. And then you put them in. Now, I only remember having the chocolate ones, but I do feel like there are other flavors.
There was strawberry. I know there was definitely strawberry because it was my favorite. And I love the strawberry. And I would,
you also love strawberry milk.
Well, that's, I know, I was a weird kid.
Absolute sicko.
And now I'm on the chocolate.
By yourself?
Anyone want some of my strawberries? That's why they went under. I was the only one buying the strawberry Dunkaroos. Well, I mean, and this is the other reason as well that I want to introduce this mascot, because I think we could link up with Nestle, who are the creators of it, and Betty Crocker, who is one of the creator, the person who invented the Dunkaroo. Could we potentially bring back this nostalgic snack, which is still technically available, right? Still technically available at Coles and Woolies, but when you click on it, you can't buy it.
Because it must be very popular.
No. Yeah, maybe it just sells out straight away, potentially. Yeah. So what I thought we could do before we move forward.
Well, people are hoarding them.
Yeah, just in case. That's the Last of Us is taking over at the moment. People are like, how can we survive Dunkaroos? So what I thought we could do, Jim, before we move forward with contacting the boomers, which is an integral step here, Nestle, before we talk to people who know how to make mascots, I think we need to throw it out to the good people of Australia. So what I want to ask now is 131060, give us a buzz right now with your favourite mascot. Who is your favourite mascot and why? It doesn't have to be a sporting team, right? It could be just like a business mascot. Maybe your company's got a mascot. Because I want to know what a good mascot needs.
Look, before we do that, I think we should go to... We got John from Newcastle on. Because, Nate, if you think it should be a boomer, they're named the boomers. Boomers are kangaroo.
Sure.
Dunkaroos are kangaroos. You are convinced it should be a kangaroo.
Mm. John, hello,
no,
John.
Hello, we don't want another kangaroo.
You don't? Okay. John, you're moving against my mission here, but explain.
We don't need a kangaroo. We're going forward.
Okay.
It's 2023, so let's come up with some new mascot for the Boomers.
Okay, but John, that would mean they would have to rename the team, because the team is named Boomers after a kangaroo.
Yeah, but you don't need a kangaroo as a mascot.
Right, so what should be the mascot, John?
Oh, someone dressed up in a big basketball.
Yeah. And what would we call him, John?
Your choice.
Yep. John, next time
what about Paulie?
What if we call the big basketball Dunkaroo, like Slam Dunkaroo?
Well, we could do that, but who's going to dress up as a roo?
No one, John, because this is a ball. Jesse. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the show.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Oh, hang on. Is this the Jesse from the Carrie and Tommy show?
Only Australia's newest influencer.
Hey, is this where you offer us a car, or do we ask you for a car? I don't know how it works.
Look, I haven't planned this, but I am sitting in the Porsche as we speak.
He got through.
Oh, he's clever. Okay, well, I mean, Jesse.
He's bloody good.
Jesse, have you called up just to gloat about the Porsche, or are you going to help us with our Dunkaroo mascot situation?
That was only 90% of the reason that I called.
Yeah.
If we're talking mascots, I feel like you boys should just factor in Gritty, the NHL mascot from the Philadelphia Flyers. Are you familiar with the NHL at all?
Yeah. Is he the big orangey-looking one with the big nose?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I'll get it up so Nath can see it.
Yeah. So this is a hockey mascot, right? In the NHL over in America, right? So I mean, Jesse. I mean, Jimmy's going to get a photo up. What makes Gritty a good mascot, Jess?
So when you look at Gritty, what animal do you see?
I'm getting it up now for Nath.
We're looking at a picture of him now. I don't actually know.
If you had to pick an animal.
That's the beauty. He's a mystery wrapped inside an enigma.
Okay, so... Okay,
Nate, I'll be
like
honest
this.
With you, Jesse. This is the first time they see it, and he's a little frightened.
Yeah, I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit scared of Gritty.
It's absolute insanity.
Okay.
And that's just what I believe a mascot should be.
Okay, so Jesse, so you believe that a good mascot is one that is unidentifiable?
Yeah,
yeah.
Keep the people guessing, you know.
I like Jesse, that. What Jesse's saying is you don't need to put much thought into it.
Sure.
Because I feel like not much thought was put into Gritty. Gritty the mascot.
Okay.
He's one of the best.
Hmm. I like that. Okay. And it also might save us money down the track because, I mean, we don't have a specific costume that we need to make. It's just whatever we come up with could be. What about the name?
It's all coming together. It's all coming together.
I mean, what if as well, Jesse, we get you involved and we could get the mascot in some sort of jersey? Because Gritty's wearing a jersey. A lot of mascots nowadays wear the team jersey. We could also get like the port. We could get a sponsor on the front for you.
Yeah, obviously the Porsche just straight across the front. Hey, you know what? Let's put it on the back as well.
He's a good spokesman.
Hey, to be on the back, we need that carrying Tommy money, Jesse. So if you can talk to the guys. Thank you, Jesse. Okay, Australia, jump on the phones, 131060. This is what we need from our favourite mascots. What are your favourite mascots out there? We need to talk to you so we can figure out what our potential mascot needs to do to qualify as the Australian basketball team's mascot. 131060.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, I've just asked the question, 131060, Australia, what's your favourite mascot? What makes it good? What makes it effective? And could the new mascot that I hope to create achieve that level? Because we've discovered that the Australian basketball team, the Boomers, which also means kangaroo, don't have an official mascot. So I thought, why not introduce what I'm calling the Dunkaroo? Which, as we spoke to a few people, doesn't necessarily have to be a kangaroo.
No, we found out that it could look like anything. It just could be called that. But also, you've come up with the great idea of the sponsorship.
Yeah.
Because you dunk a ball, you also would dunk a dunkaroo into...
Of course.
You know, the delicious paste, dip.
Paste isn't an attractive word, though, is it? Dip.
No, dip. Chocolatey dip. Chocolatey stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're great. Everyone loves them. Bit of nostalgia. So they could just sponsor. It doesn't have to be a kangaroo.
Absolutely.
This could be named a dunkaroo.
The dunkaroo brought to you by Nestle. Let's bring it back.
We were chatting. Now, you're asking for great mascots, right?
Yeah, great mascots, because before we create our own, I need to know what a good one is.
Now, full credit, this goes. It starts with producer Max from Hot Nights. He's given a suggestion of Sid, Millie and Oz.
Ollie.
The Olympic mascot, Sydney 2000, right? And then Nathan and I went, how could you go past Fatso the Fat-Ass Wombat, which was on Roy and HG. It was their mascot.
They created that.
During the Olympics. And I reckon that's probably where Nathan and I base most of this show on. People think we've been stealing Hamish and Andy's gear. No, they think it's American Rosso. No. Jimmy and Nathan have been stealing from Roy and HG for years.
Be it accidental on purpose, this one 100% on purpose. So... Maybe we get the boys on. Maybe we get them. I mean, they've done it before. You know what I mean? Maybe
she lives near us. We see him at a cafe.
Absolutely. He runs away from us. He goes, you two, leave me alone. I get it. You're on radio. All right. Let's go to the phones now and let's talk to people about their favourite mascots to see if they can help on our journey. Josh from Seymour. Hi, Joshy.
G'day. How you going?
We're good, mate. You got a favourite mascot?
Yeah, I reckon it should be a wombat.
Oh, you've got an idea for what the Boomers mascot should be. And you reckon, why a wombat, Josh?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon they're underrepresented. I reckon the kangaroos are just, no good. I'd go wombat.
Okay, I'm happy with this. I'm getting a strong census here from the people of Australia, Jim, that the roo is overused.
Yeah, you think there's too many roo things, Josh?
I reckon too much roo. We need more wombat in the world, I reckon.
Yeah. Because I reckon you don't see it. I mean, Josh, this question's to you and it's to Nath. What's the last time you saw a wombat on something?
That's true.
It's been a long time.
It has.
I mean, we mentioned Fatso the Fat Ass Wombat,
yes.
Roy and HG.
Which means it would be a carbon copy. Taylor, hello, Taylor.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Nate. Oh, my God. Oh, it has been 3 years since I've heard you guys. I've just come from Darwin. I've got in the hire car, and listening to you guys is like the bees and knees. I feel more at home than ever.
Thank you, Taylor.
I'm guessing, Taylor, you lived in Hobart, moved to Darwin, back visiting family in Hobart?
Yeah, that's it.
Boom. There we go. There we used to do Hobart breakfast, everybody five playing years. Along. Five years we did it for. Okay. I mean, Taylor, did you just want to say g'day, which is fine, or do you want to weigh in on our mascot debate?
Well, my partner had a good point, right? Mm. You guys could be mascots.
Oh. Would we dress up as ourselves, or we just be there?
This is so well known. Like, you're a hoot.
Okay. So, Taylor, you reckon we should just angle for free tickets to the FIBA World Cup?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I'm not mad about
everyone
it.
Everyone good, filled with great ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Ocean. Welcome to the show.
Hey, mate.
Now, Ocean, what are your thoughts on the Dunkaroo mascot for the Boomers?
The Dunkaroos, I miss them badly, but I reckon the reason they're gone is because they've got nuts in them and all the schools have banned them.
Oh,
they're disappearing.
Of course.
Mm. When I was a kid.
School with the kids because they banned them all.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, there wasn't any. Nothing was banned.
When I was a kid, you could bring your own bloody web and barbecue in. What?
The most hated animal there is, a cane toad. Let's get a mascot of a cane toad.
But you just said it's the most hated animal ever, but you reckon it should be the mascot?
Well, that, work it against, reverse it around.
I also think Ocean the Cane Toad is kind of the unofficial mascot of the Queensland Maroons, rugby league team.
Yeah, that's why they're hated.
Good, Ocean.
I mean, I am a Queenslander. That did hurt, but it was very funny.
Jasmine from Sydney. Hi, Jazz.
Hi, boys.
Now, Jazz, we're just talking about my idea for the Dunkaroo to be the official mascot of the Australian basketball team, the Boomers. What are your thoughts on this? Have you got a favourite mascot, or how do you want to weigh in here?
I do. I think you guys should take some inspiration from the Energizer Bunny.
As in rip it off completely, or what do you reckon?
No, so I think they've done three things right with their mascot.
Yep.
They've taken a really cute animal and made it ugly. That's the first one.
Sure.
Second one, it has absolutely nothing to do with batteries. I don't know, if you wanted a fast battery, you'd probably choose a cheetah. I don't know, if you wanted something that lasts a long time, you take an elephant.
That's
but they've
point.
Just taken an animal that has nothing to do with it.
Sure.
But somehow they've flogged it for so many years that it worked and everybody knows what it is. So I think you need to take those three things and do that with your mascot.
Right, okay.
So just so we need just whatever we want, really, for number one.
Yeah, so complete freedom,
could
which
be
is good.
Complete freedom. It then needs to be, was it cute? Was that the idea?
Well, it's a cute animal, but you've got to make the mascot ugly.
Okay.
Cute animal. Okay, cute, so whatever we want, make it ugly.
Sure.
And it has nothing to do with the product.
Yeah, but you've got to make sure everybody knows what it is.
And we're going to make sure.
Jeez, it's a... Jazz, I know this is a bit of a question, but have you got any ideas?
Well, I liked the last guy's idea about different Australian animals. I think you could make a really ugly quokka.
Okay. Oh, it's actually not a bad idea because quokka is notoriously very cute.
Yeah, they're very cute.
They're very cute. So maybe...
And we should go for an animal like that, Jasmine. Do you agree that there's enough kangaroos out there on things?
I agree. Forget the kangaroos. They're already overpopulated.
They are. And they're a pest.
Exactly. Mm. But the cane toads are too, so I don't know where you go with that.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So weighing in. Weighing in on other people's opinions too, which is good,
yeah,
Jazz.
Yeah.
Okay, the quokka.
Like, Jazz should be, okay, Jazz, I've you should it, be
I've
in charge.
It. I've got it. We get a quokka, we shave it completely.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Now, it's something you and I, we've noticed. We've noticed when we're, walking the streets, when we're sitting in cafes, when we're training at gyms together, when we're walking the halls of the office. People are angry, Matt.
They are. They're very angry.
People are mad. We can see them. They've got that look on their face.
People are cranky all the time. I call it the cranky look.
The cranky look. And look, we are an audio medium. It is radio. But, Nath, if you could give a noise that would represent the cranky look.
It's a bit Marge. Marge Simpson, wasn't it?
Oh, me.
Oh, my God. It's Marge here?
No, it's cranky Marge.
No,
hello.
It's like...
Yeah, it is.
It's like a gruff, isn't it?
And look, and I will say though, Australia, I think people who are angry or get angry get, I don't know, the people have a go at them, and sometimes it's okay to be angry.
Oh,
I
mean, okay, yeah.
Depending on what it is, I think there's some things that being cut off in traffic or not getting the wave because we are the wave warriors.
Mm.
That's something you're allowed to get angry at. Mm. You know what I mean? That hurts you. That hurts your soul. There are some things that I think you kind of need to let go.
Mm.
So I want to do something on the show. This I'm hopeful that we could maybe continue to do this, but let's give it a run. It's what's making you angry?
What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out? Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yeah, so how this is going to work is we're either going to make you angrier or we're going to cool you down.
Right, okay. So it's our decision what we can do to people.
Depending on the thing.
There's no rules.
There's no rules,
sure.
No. But you can agree with me that there's some things you're allowed to be angry about.
Of course.
And some things... Mate, you gotta let that go.
Okay, now I understand. Right, okay. So if the thing that the person is angry at is something that would also make us mad, we can heighten their anger.
Yes.
And really join the anger bandwagon.
Yes, sometimes you need to get angrier.
Yeah,
sometimes you're not angry enough.
And sometimes when you're angry, all you want is people around you who feel the same. Mm. You know what I mean? So
you're right. Yes, good. Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, you should be angry about
that.
You're
doing the right thing.
Sometimes.
Keep screaming. But sometimes... the thing that you're angry about isn't actually that big and you need to wind it in.
Wind it in, mate.
Mm.
Bit of carry on,
yeah,
right?
Calm down.
Carrying on, right?
Calm your farm.
So how this works, Australia's very simple. 131060, you know the number. Give us a call and tell us what you're angry about. could be angry about something happened today, could be a week ago, could be a month ago, could be years ago, and you've never let it go.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you call us, you tell us why you're angry, and then Nathan will either help you with it or we'll make you angry.
Yeah, we'll make it worse. Well, it's our decision. It is at our discretion. Yes. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now, Australia. If you are angry, if there's something making you angry, give us a call, 131060.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out, depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yeah, how this is going to work is, Australia, you give us a call, 131060. Now, we believe you should be angry about some stuff. Some stuff you've got to let go. So either two things happen here. You tell us what you're angry about, Nathan and I go, yeah, that's the worst. Or, oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, so it's our decision as the Masters of Anger, which is what I'm dubbing us.
No one knows anger like Jimmy and Nathan.
The Masters of Anger, we will either jump on the anger bandwagon with you and be like, you should be mad, or we'll go, mate, take a chill pill. Relax, it's not that big of a deal. There's bigger things happening. All right, so 131060, jump on the phones right now. If you are angry, we've got $50 Jimmy Brings vouchers to give away. Let's do one now, though. Meg from Port Macquarie. Hello, Meg.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, Meg. Are you angry at the moment?
I'm very angry. My town is renowned for horrible drivers because it's mostly old people and uni students.
Sure.
And what really makes me angry is people not indicating roundabouts. That just...
Meg, can I just ask for clarification? Do you think your anger is more towards the roundabouts or the old people and uni students?
Oh, the drivers.
Okay. So you think old people and uni students are the real problem here?
Yes.
Okay. Meg, can I just say, you sound like me. You don't sound angry. Are you, can you give us a, like, if you're really angry, it's a bit better.
It's almost a sigh.
Like, it's more like you just dropped a little bit of your coffee on yourself. I mean, it's not. Let me give you the situation, right? You're driving. There's an old person in front of you driving. They are not indicating. They just go bloody straight over the top of the roundabout and keep driving. And you're so confused. How do you feel? Give us that anger, Meg. That's better. That's good.
Meg, what are you more angry at? If you had to pick, are you angry at the old people or are you angry at the uni students?
Oldies.
Oh, the oldies. We're jumping on the bandwagon.
Get off the roads.
Get out of here.
You've had your turn.
Catch the bus. There's a thing called Ubers, you mongrels. Yeah, we'll back you in for that, Meg.
How do you feel, Meg?
Oh, I feel relieved now, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
No, so we were trying to make you just as mad.
Old people, the problem.
Okay, good on you, Meg. All right, let's do more of these. 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out? Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yeah. Now, how this works, Australia, you tell us why you're angry, but there are some things you're allowed to be angry about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things you're not allowed to be angry
Absolutely.
About. Absolutely. So Nathan and I, as the anger police,
yep.
The anger boys.
I called us the
angry boys.
I like the anger boys because it's kind of like the finger boys.
Oh, we did get a new opener.
Bit mad. The anger boys is coming.
The anger boys is coming.
Oh, sorry.
They'll make you angry. Yeah.
I mean, I really like that opener.
And shout out Audio Balls made that. Sorry, Zach.
Yeah, but that's the last time you hear it because we've got the new one.
Need another one.
I hope we don't make him angry. Okay, Trudy from Boronia. Hello, Trudy. Welcome to the Anger Boys. We got you there?
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Okay, so Trudy, tell us what's making you angry and we'll either jump on the bandwagon with you or we'll tell you to chill out. What do you got for us?
It's about 20 years old. When I was in grade one, it was my birthday present and I didn't stop playing with it. So my teacher took it off me and she never returned it.
Sorry, playing with what? Playing with what, Trudy?
It was just like a couple of rings that I got for my birthday. They're just like little gold-plated little rings.
Yep.
And I just kept playing with them instead of doing my schoolwork. And so she took them off me.
Did you ever get them back, Trudy?
I never got them back.
Oh, that's not good. That's theft, really.
So, it really is. Right. I've been told I need to let it go, but every now and again I still see my grade one teacher and it still makes me angry.
So you run into her?
Well, no, because I was really little at the time.
Oh, so like you run into like in your dreams, in your memories.
Oh, no, like every night again down the shops. Like,
you physically see her
at the shop.
Have you ever confronted her, Trudy, and gone, yo, where my ring's at?
No, because I half figured she probably wouldn't know who I am after 20 years. No,
I think Trudy, stay there. Nathan and I are just going to have a quick chat.
Quick sidebar. Yeah, mate, what's up?
So I think, obviously, 20 years, you're probably thinking she'd let it go. But, I mean, the teacher did steal her ring.
And also, that's theft.
And she's seeing this person.
And she still sees
it,
which means she triggered the whole time.
And she should say something. Get really angry about it, but then also that might help her move on. We'll go back, Trudy.
Hey, Trudy, we're just back. Just a quick sidebar.
Sorry, Trudy.
Okay. Trudy, I'm bloody right before.
Oh, Trudy!
This is ridiculous!
20 bloody years!
Disgusting!
I'm so glad my anger is warranted.
Oh, if you Trudy. See her at the shops, you tell her, oi!
You grab her!
And no, don't
do that! Thank you, Trudy. Tig, good friend of the show. Hello, Tig.
Hey, boys. What's happening?
Tig, you don't sound angry.
Tig, are you angry? You're like one of the happiest people we've ever met. Are you actually angry at something?
I am actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What do you got?
I'm very angry today.
What do you got?
I've been on the go since 4:30 this morning, and I'm only just now going home.
So you're angry at having a big day, Tig?
A very busy day.
Tig, this is the thing, and I'm happy to make this executive decision here as the from the Anger Boys.
CEO of Anger Boys.
Tig, we know you, right? You came in this year, we shaved your chest. You're a very happy man, and I actually, to be honest, I don't like seeing anger on you. So what I'm going to say to you, Tig, this might hurt a bit, but I think you need to get over your long day.
No, you get over your long day.
Okay, all right, change your mind. Yeah, Tig, you're allowed to be mad.
We do love Tig, he's a good man. Okay, Georgie from Box Hill. Hi, Georgie.
Hello, how you going?
We're good. Are you angry at something, Georgie?
I am so furious. Mm-hmm. Every time, I'm a sucker for a bit of takeaway.
Just quickly, we're talking anger, not being serious. This isn't the serious sisters. This is the Anger Boys.
I'm very angry.
Okay, you're angry. Okay, good.
So every time I've ordered takeaway from a certain food delivery service, who shall not be named, the estimated time of arrival has blown out by like 30, 40 minutes. So I'm waiting for my dinner for so long. I'm so hangry by the time it gets here. It's usually cold as well. And I'm just so mad about it.
It does annoy me a lot when that happens.
And how often is this happening, Georgie?
Oh, at least once a week.
Once a week. Okay.
Has that happened?
And I feel like it's getting worse. It used to be all right. And it's just gone downhill recently.
I think it's warranted.
Sorry, Georgie, just stay there. Nathan, I'm just going to...
Quick sidebar. Georgie, we just have a sidebar.
Georgie, you're not part of this.
Georgie,
it's Nathan and I having a private conversation.
This is a sidebar. Now, you know, Georgie, that's actually making me angry.
Yeah, I'm
Georgie,
getting angry.
It's making me angry.
Georgie, shush.
Sorry.
All right. So, look, I mean, everyone orders stuff and things happen, you know what I mean? Like, it's traveling and stuff. But if it's consistent, if it's every week, that's, yeah, all
I think
the
we
time,
need to know how many times.
We need a number. We need a number.
Because if it's just once.
Georgie! This is a sidebar!
We're chatting now.
God's
and
sake!
We'll come back to you.
Georgie!
Silly. All right. I think we need to clarify that.
Yeah,
and then we can say...
And then if we're happy with that number, cool. Hey, Georgie, we're back. Even though you're eavesdropping. How many times has this happened, let's say, in the last 3 weeks?
In the last 3 weeks, I've probably ordered takeaway 3 times, and it has been every time.
Oh, Georgie, hell! This is the every worst day time! Ever. 3 weeks in a
Georgie.
Row, I order
ridiculous.
Food. They hate Box Hill.
Stupid! Oh. I'm so mad! Georgie, your anger is warranted.
Yeah,
your anger
fine.
Is warranted.
You're allowed to be angry.
Let's go one more. John. Right. John from Newcastle. Hey, John.
Yeah, pea platers. Red one.
Yeah, the bloody pea platers, John!
What do you hate about them, John?
They don't know the road rules.
Oh.
Give me an example. What did you see, John? What happened?
We're going through a red light. It flashed. That wasn't good enough. He's turned around, done a U-turn, and got done again.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Wherever you are, the boys are always with you. Not in a creepy way, of course. Or maybe of course.
So Nate is a guy. His name's Blaise Asbozak.
Okay, so you've made up a name, have you? Great. Are you that low on content that you've had to make up stories?
No, I can show you this is real because I got a photo of it. So this bloke loves shoes so much, and particularly one pair of Jordans that he owns. Mm. He got them tattooed on his feet.
Oh, what the hell? But that means if he wears any other pair of shoes, they're going to cover his favourite shoes. I guess it's always there, isn't it?
It's always there, though. Mm. He'll know.
Which is, he'll know.
He'll know.
Absolutely. Looks like his feet are burnt or something. Covered in charcoal.
No. Well, I mean, A, the tattoo's black, and B, once you get a tattoo,
yeah, I don't
the
give
red,
him,
you know, the inflammation.
Yeah, I don't want to give him feedback on it, but...
Ugh.
It doesn't look great.
Oh, so first you hate his name, now you hate his tattoo.
Well, I just think this whole thing's made up.
Now, look, I'll be honest, I don't love it. But as long...
Oh, so you don't love it either.
Look, as long as Blaze is happy.
Sure.
Right? Yep. So that's the thing about tattoos. You know, I mean, you get them for yourself. You don't get them for other people.
Blaze of glory.
But a lot of people, as you can imagine, Nath, online, in the comment section, they're also not loving it.
Providing feedback, I'd imagine
They're saying it's not great.
Mm.
And I'd imagine with tattoos, Nath, there's a lot of tattoos that people get, you know, maybe of partners, loved ones or something, or maybe it just doesn't look as good as you thought it would.
Sure.
So I want to ask on 131060 to Australia, what's your tattoo boo-boo?
What's your tattoo boo-boo?
Do you mind checking my dolphin tat?
Looks like a dog.
Yeah, so 131060 Australia, I'm sure we've all had them. I mean, for those people that had tattoos, if you have that tattoo.
That's why, you know my story, I'm not allowed to get a tattoo.
No.
Because my grandmother, not Nanny Lynn, Granny Marg, she said if I ever got a tattoo, she'd rub it off with a wire brush, and she's dead serious.
Yep.
So no tattoos allowed in my family until... Until, well, you know,
she's dead.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
You could be real serious.
I'll get a tattoo about her.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, I'll get a wire brush.
It's a constant reminder I can't get any more. So, look, yeah, Australia, we're looking for those tattoos that you've got that, you know, maybe, again, you got it, you thought you'd get it of someone and then it was on you and you went, oh, it doesn't look anything like that person.
My fiancé's brother, Dave, you know, covered in tattoos.
Dave
loves a tattoo. And he's got many that he's kind of done himself or that friends have done. I don't know if I've ever told you this. So he's a celiac, right? So he can't have gluten. And he, allegedly, still does. He has a picture of a yak on his upper chest, right? His right pectoral.
Yep.
And it's like a drunken yak. And he's kind of stumbling around. And then underneath it, it says, silly yak.
Celiac?
Mm. No, don't clap. Okay. Tattoo boo-boo.
Okay, tattoo boo-boo. All right, so 131060, give us a call, Australia. It could be your tattoo. It could be someone else. When did you get the tattoo? Oh, boo-boo.
Yeah, also we've got more of these Jimmy Brings vouchers to give away. $50 Jimmy Brings voucher. You want to score yourself one of those. Tattoo boo-boos. Bad tattoo decisions. Either yours, somebody you know. Give us a call. 131060. We'll take your tattoo boo-boos next. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Boo-boo.
What's your tattoo boo-boo?
Do you mind checking my dolphin tat?
Looks like a dog.
Yeah, this is after a bloke by the name of Blaze in the UK got a tattoo of shoes on his feet.
Mm.
As you pointed out, Nathan, no one will ever be able to see him when it's put shoes on.
No, I mean, unless he's going to walk around barefoot, just spends a lot of time at the beach or something.
Well, now he never needs to put shoes on.
It's also fine, yeah.
Sorry, sir, no shoes. Oh, my mistake.
Oh, sorry, sir. You've spent a lot of money there on a permanent shoe. Maybe he's clever. Maybe he's saving money.
Maybe this place is the smartest place we know. But look, we just thought there must be some tattoo boo-boos out there.
Okay, Taylor from Clyde. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Taylor. You got a tattoo boo-boo for us. What happened?
So when I was 18, I decided to get a tattoo of my pet snake. So, and I got this on the outside of my right thigh. Now, over the years, it has distorted into a questionable-looking worm slithering in the wrong direction.
Did you say lamb or man?
No, it's distorted into a questionable-looking worm.
Oh, worm.
Slithering in the wrong direction.
Neither of them.
Sorry. Yeah, snake to worm.
Yeah,
I actually didn't know what word you said.
I thought you said a questionable-looking man. And I'm like, geez, that's a bad-looking snake.
No.
Okay, a questionable-looking worm.
So when people see it now, Taylor, do they say, oh, you got a worm on your leg?
Yeah, look, I've heard other things, but best not to mention it.
No, that's a good idea.
Has someone said that it looks like a penis?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Does it look like a penis?
Look, I've seen some questionable ones and it's very much alike.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of questionable things, Taylor, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Taylor. Kerry from Maitland. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You got a tattoo boo-boo, Kez?
Yeah, I sure do. I got my ex-partner / my child's father's name down my forearm.
How big?
Quite large with a big king crown on top of it.
Oh, okay. So you've called him a king too.
I mean, did you put the crown on?
Far from it.
Yeah, okay. I can imagine.
Did you put the crown on or was that his request?
Oh, that was definitely mine. Once in a blue moon, walked in there, put it on me.
Okay.
We ended a few weeks after.
Kerry, have you thought about removing the tat or changing it or doing something to it?
Oh, I definitely have. I've had many compliments on it that weren't so good. But, yeah, it's all kind of big font and very dark in colour too. So it's going to be very hard. Maybe a mandala goes on that one.
Mandala. Gary, what's the time? What's the time frame between when you've broken up and now? Like, how long have you had the tattoo since you've broken up?
So I've probably had this tattoo for about 3 years, and I'm only 23 at the moment. Yeah.
What do people ask you about it? Are you on it? Like, are you dating? Are you just telling me, yeah, it's my ex?
No, we're definitely exes, but I say to them, like, that's my child's, you know, dad, and yeah, a big regret.
So it's on your forearm, isn't it, Kerry?
Yes, yeah, quite
lots of,
large.
Lots
that's
of,
fine. Yeah.
Could you lots wear of, long
lots of
sleeves?
Skivvies, lots of skivvies then, Kerry?
Oh, not with this heat, definitely not.
Thanks, Kerry. Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hi,
Erica. Tattoo Boo Boos. What do you got for us?
So when I was a little bit younger, I went to go get a tattoo of a tiny dragonfly on my lower back. Mm. And then when I went in there, the guy said that it's too small, you won't be able to see any detail. So I ended up walking out with a bright, vibrant blue dragonfly that is literally half of my lower back, the whole thing. But to make it a million times worse, it looked like a child's drawing. To make it a million times worse, I went a few months later to my dad's tattooist and I said, this guy butchered my back. It's disgusting. I can't believe he can do tattoos. Next minute, I found out that man was her husband.
Oh, a double boo-boo. Erica, what did she say?
She actually didn't say anything. And then because I was pretty persistent, because I knew that she's an excellent artist, I'll give her that, the owner ended up doing it for me. And then he eventually told me, because he's been my tattooist for about 11 years now, so he eventually told me that it was her husband.
Oh, God.
Oh, was it fixed? It fixed now?
She didn't even finish my dad's tattoo after that either.
So, I mean, Erica, fixed now, or is it still the same?
No, it's a little bit more pretty, but it's still blue, and I don't like it.
Right, Erica, that was your chance to go, nah, best tattoo ever. So, all right, one more. John, hello, John, you got a tattoo boo-boo for us?
Oh, I've got a mate that's got one, and it's pretty serious.
What is it?
We were out getting drunk one night. He decided to get a tattoo. So he decided to get one on his penis.
Oh, no.
What did he get, John?
What is it, John?
He got Punky written down on it, but when he gets excited, it says Spunky.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
131060 Australia, jump on the phones if you're a gassy person. I'm talking top and bottom gas, right? So maybe you're a burper or a belcher, or maybe you're a farter or a fluffer, or maybe you're both.
Can I, and also, yeah, the burping, as my mother, to Sue, she would say a mouth fluff.
Yep. Oh, that's a bit of a mouth fluff.
She still calls a fart a fluff.
Yeah.
But then if you burp, she'll, oh, a little mouth fluff.
I call them a bottom burp is the other one.
Yeah, we've tried to start that as well.
Jim, this is after gut specialist Dr. Megan Rossi has revealed the simple breathing technique that can help solve our gassiness, be it burping or fluffing, whatever it is. Now, apparently, how's this for a stat to rock your Wednesday night? The average person burps 30 times a day. 30 times a day, and sometimes we don't even know we're doing it, and farts 15 times a day. Anything up to 25 times a day for burping and farting, apparently perfectly normal.
Yep.
Perfectly normal. And a lot of the times, we don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know because I don't care.
That's true. When you don't care enough, it doesn't matter how you do window rockers.
Yeah. No, I think it's Jimmy, by the way, Australia. Mm. I think, well, I grew up in the country. So another thing that I know, there's three things I do, I think, that really grosses you out, Nath. Mm. Well, most people.
Most everyone, people, sure.
The general public.
Mm.
General public.
Good to see general public.
The burping and the farting.
Yep.
But then also the spitting.
Yes.
I'm a big spitter.
Yep.
So these are things I grew up with in the country. Everyone spits, everyone burps, everyone farts. No one really says anything about it. As I've gotten older, I think I've gotten better. I'll fart around you.
Mm.
I still fart every now and then, but I reckon it's the burps are the worst.
The burps are the big one.
Burp.
You full-on scared the hell out of half of our sales team the other day. Just walking up the stairs at work, and it was a huge one. It was a gut-wrencher.
Yeah.
It was a building shaker.
Better out than in.
It was a bloody 3.2 on the Richter.
Yeah, the burps, I just let them rip. Every now and then, like, I will try and be delicate with the farts. Obviously,
delicate.
Delicate.
Are you a delicate fluffer?
Yeah, I was trying to go, like,
There's burps. I'm just loud and proud, baby.
So apparently the system to help combat being gassy, guys, is a thing called diaphragmic belly breathing, right? So how it works is, what it does is it stops the food, so air being stuck in your food pipe, which is essentially...
so it's air to blame. I knew it wasn't my
fault.
We're
blaming the air. Yeah. So what it does is it stops the air getting stuck in those pipes where food is supposed to come out. Or go in, essentially. That's what's happening. So to do belly breathing, we'll do a quick demo now, Jim. Yep. So you and I can do it. So stand up for me. Okay, the first thing you need to do is sit down. So sit down.
Actually.
I should have read ahead.
Simon Says, am I out?
Yeah, you are.
They said stand up.
So first thing you need to do is sit or lie down and then place one hand on your chest and the other hand on your abdomen.
What's your abdomen?
Abdomen is like your tummy, underneath your chest, right? Inhale through your nose for about 4 seconds, feeling your abdomen expand. You then hold your breath for 2 seconds.
We haven't done it yet.
No,
it's working.
Yeah, if you haven't done it yet.
Oh, I was pressing. Sorry.
Listen to the instructions. This is why we're doing the instructions, okay?
I thought you said press.
No, not yet.
So hand on my chest, hand on my stomach. Yep.
Inhale through your nose for about 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. Feel your abdomen expand. Hold that for 2 more seconds. Exhale slowly through your mouth only for about 6 seconds and push it out. Push it out, push it out, push it out, push it out. Bang, 6 seconds. Oh, keep going, mate. This could be even better. Now, how do you feel? That was a forced one.
Is it supposed to clear you out, though?
Yeah. So
I think I'm empty
now. How do you feel? Do you feel empty?
Yeah, I feel empty.
There you go.
I feel like when I pressed as well.
It works. Okay, so Australia, here's what I want to do. I'm going to put this to the test right now. Here's what I reckon. I want to see if we can help the gassy people of Australia out right now. If you are a gassy person, 131060, jump on the phones right now, and together with you, Australia, we are going to do what we just did then, some diaphragmic belly breathing, okay? We will then leave you for 5 minutes after we do this. We'll go to another song. We'll then come back just to see if you've... expelled any gas since then, because you shouldn't have, because we should have cured your gassiness, all right? So we're going to do this together. We're going to solve the gassiness of Australia, but you got to call 131060. If you are a gassy person, jump on the phones right now, and you know what? If you give us a call as well, we'll sort you out with $100 Step 1 underwear vouchers for the gassy people to call the show. 131060, we're solving your gassiness, guys. You want to score yourself a prize, jump on the phones, we'll do it next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, I just asked a question. 131060, are you a gassy person? Because I want to solve the gassiness, the flatulence of Australia, because Dr. Megan Rossi, she's come out and she reckons she's figured out a way to solve your gassiness, be it burping, be it fluffing, whatever it is.
Love this.
And the answer is diaphragmic or belly breathing. Now, we just did it just before. It only takes a minute, right? And I'll go through it again with our people who are called because I want to try and solve some gassiness, right?
Yep.
So let's go to the phones because also you and I, very gassy people.
Huge gassy people.
Disgustingly gassy people.
Awful.
Two of the worst people ever.
Awful. Outside of the gassiness, just cheap blokes.
Just the worst humans. Mark from Walson. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. Okay, first things first. Mark, are you a gassy person?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is good. Okay,
do you get in trouble for it, Mark?
Yeah, I burp all the time, eh? Every time I have a drink, I burp heaps. Yeah.
Okay, so you're a multi-burp. Is it only the burping, Mark, that you have an issue with?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right, this is good. We're going to do so. Are you keen to solve this with us, Mark?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, you stay there, Mark. We'll come back to you in a sec. Let's go to Heidi. Heidi from Port Macquarie. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you a gassy person, Heidi?
I am.
Okay.
You getting in trouble for it, Hides?
Always.
Okay. Is it the farts or the burps?
It's the burps.
Okay. Yeah. How bad is it, Heidi? How often are we talking?
Well, usually when I'm out at a restaurant or something, and you know, like how people will just go silent, that's when I will burp, and it's like, oh my god, how embarrassing!
Just bad timing. Okay, yeah. Heidi, same thing. Are you happy to help solve this gassiness with some breathing?
Sure.
Good on you, Heidi. See, that's the thing. Everyone's willing to give it a go.
Mate, they're just having a red hot crack. Damo
from Mildura. Hello, Damo.
Hello.
G'day, Damo. Are you a gassy bloke, Damo?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, we're top or bottom? What are we talking?
Bottom.
Yeah, you're a bit like me, Damo.
Yeah.
How often are you tooting?
Oh, all the time. When I'm down working with my nan at the motel, it just happens in God. She cracks it at me.
Oh, not in front of nan, Damo.
What does nan say, Damo?
She goes, oh, for friggin' hell, like, just stop it.
Okay, Damo.
Really cracks the shit.
Damo, same question. You happy to do some breathing to help solve this gassiness?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good man. You stay there, Damo. And finally, Vanessa from the Sunny Coast. Are you gassy, Ness?
Hello, guys. How are you going?
We're good, Ness. Are you, gassy?
I do. I'm a bit gassy. I do tend to pass a bit of wind every now and then.
Is it top or bottom gas? Vanessa? Gas. Ganessa.
definitely bottom, guys.
Bottom. Okay, Ness, yeah, you're the same. You're happy to do some breathing exercises for us to fix this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, do they smell, Vanessa?
Yeah, they do.
That's what we need is honesty.
I had a lot of seafood, and seafood, you know, can do that to you.
Oh, so right. All right, Ness, you stay there. Let's bring back Damo. Let's bring back Heidi. Let's bring back Mark. Okay, just first of all, Mark, let's go with Heidi. Heidi, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, that's good. Are you ready to do some breathing, Heidi?
I am.
Damo, you're there, mate?
Yep.
Okay, Mark, you're there?
Yep.
And Vanessa, you're there?
I'm here.
Okay, guys, here's what I need you to do. Are you all sitting down? Everyone sitting down?
Yep.
Sorry, is someone indicating?
Who's that? Heidi, take this seriously. Are you indicating in the moment?
I am. I'm sitting on the side of the road.
Okay, turn the bloody indicator off because it's going to distract you. Okay, all right, here's what we've got to do. And I need to hear this. So right into the phones, guys. I need to be able to hear this because we are solving gassiness together. Jim, you and I are involved in this as well. Diaphragmic belly breathing. Okay, are we ready? Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, here's what I need you to do. Mark, Heidi, Damon, Ness, Jimmy and Nath, put your hand on your abdomen and your hand on your chest. Give me a yes when we're all done with that.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I hope that was a yes from everybody. I didn't count. Okay, here's the next one. Four
on the phone, one from me.
Okay,
I didn't
hear
yes from you.
Yes, from
Thank
me.
You.
Yeah. Well, you can see me.
Adam Eyes.
That's true. Okay, here we go. 4 seconds, guys. I'm going to count it out, and we all need to breathe in as deeply as we can. In 3, 2, 1. 3, 4. Hold for 2 seconds.
Someone's breathing out. Don't breathe
Don't
out.
Don't breathe out yet. And release. 6 seconds. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, geez. Someone's excited. Fun, isn't it?
3. Keep breathing. Keep breathing out. And stop. Mark, how do you feel?
Exhausted.
Heidi, how do you feel?
Not too bad.
Okay, good. Thank you for stopping indicating as well. Damon from Mildura, how do you feel?
Bit puffed out, but...
That's okay. And Ness, how do you feel?
I'm great. I'm all revved up, ready to do another one.
Okay, we only need to do one. Okay, here's what we need to do. Now, you've all done the diaphragmic breathing. Now, this apparently works within the next 5 minutes, right? So we've got a 3-minute song. I didn't think ahead.
That's
I can't
fine.
Change the music. So what we're going to do, guys, is...
You were a great teacher, so I reckon half the time, 2 minutes 30.
100%. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song right now, okay, guys? And I'm hoping that within the next 3 minutes, Mark, Heidi, Damon, Vanessa, Jimmy and myself, none of us pass wind in the form of a burp or a fart. We'll come back to you all very soon. Can I get a collective yes from everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, farters and burpers, we'll be back with you soon.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Wherever you are, the boys are always with you. Not in a creepy way, of course. Or maybe, of course.
Right around the country, you've got the Jimmy and Nate Show, the show responsible for hopefully solving flatulence, for solving gassiness. This is after Dr. Megan Rossi, a gut specialist, has come out and revealed that diaphragmic or belly breathing should help prevent being gassy. That is burping and fluffing, something that both you and I, Jim, do very poorly.
Yep. Now, yeah. Nath, I hate to, you know, you're doing such a good job. Round
sure.
of applause for yourself.
No, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You've brought something
thank
really
you.
Scientific. Something to show, something everyone can learn from and use in everyday life.
Just trying to save the world, mate.
I don't know if you'd plan to do this, but we have Mark, we have Heidi, we have Damon and Vanessa.
Yep.
Now, I reckon, some of them are ones, some of them are twos.
Yes.
One being a burp, two being a fluff.
Of course.
One for being the top, two for being the bottom. Well, should we call them tops and bottoms?
Let's go tops and bottoms.
So you're a top if you burp, you're a bottom if you're...
And if you're both, then you're verse.
Yeah. So I think we should ask them to try and do their thing.
Right, okay, yes. And if they can't do it...
The study is a success.
That's a good test. Okay, no, I like this. That's good, because essentially what we've done is we've done a minute of belly breathing and then it's supposed to work within the 5 minutes, right? We had a 2-minute song, but that's all I've got.
And we're going to talk for a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
So
yeah, we'll blow it out a little bit.
We'll
there you go, we've just spoken for 2 minutes. So that is 5 minutes altogether. Okay, now let's bring everybody back in. Mark, are you there?
Yep.
Heidi, we got you there.
Yep.
Damon?
Yep.
And Ness?
I'm here.
Okay, that's good. All right. Now, I think we should go through them, as you said, Jim, individually to see if this worked.
And get them to try their thing, if they're a top or a bottom.
I love this. Okay, yep. Mark, we'll start with you. Remind us, are you a top or a bottom?
A top.
Oh, you're a top. You're a big burper, Marky. Okay, now, Mark, you've done the diaphragmic breathing. Here's what I need you to do now. I need you to try and burp for me. If you can't burp, then the test was a success. Okay, go ahead.
No, I can't.
Yeah! Yes! That is one from one.
Sipping water.
Well done,
well
Mark.
Done, Mark. Good stuff.
You're welcome.
Heidi from Port Macquarie. Remind us, Heidi, were you a top or a bottom?
A top.
You're a top as well.
Big burper. Big burper. Remember the restaurants? She'll let one rip and people will look and go, yeah. My God, is that Heidi from Port Macquarie?
Oh, stop it, Heidi. I can hear you from all the way over here. Okay, Heidi, go ahead. Try and give us a burp. If you can't do it, it was a success. Go ahead.
No, I can't.
Yes! We're two from two! This is good! This is great!
This is legendary radio. Now, we're changing lives. People say we don't, but I say we do.
Absolutely. Now, this is the interesting bit. I'm going to go to Vanessa from the Central Coast. Hello, Ness.
Hey, guys. I'm here.
Now, Ness, you're a verse. You're a both. You're a top and bottom, yes? Or are you mainly one or the other?
Mainly bottom.
Mainly bottom. Okay.
Big bottom. Big okay, bottom Ness,
so,
they call
her. So just be careful here, Ness, because this is the danger zone. But I'm going to need
don't push
you.
Too hard.
Don't push too hard because also a poop doesn't count. All right? That's outside the rules. Right? It's out of bounds.
Right.
So I need you to just...
If you poop your pants,
I need you to
it doesn't count.
Can't believe I'm
I don't want to poop. I want to fart, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Well, we're just asking you to try, Ness. That's all we're asking.
I can't believe I'm asking you to put the phone down there, but put the phone down there and then let's see what happens, Ness.
Let's go. Okay. Here we go.
Have
one,
a crack.
One, two, three, go.
Nothing?
No, nothing but a fly in the background.
Yes, okay, this is good. Okay.
Great, it's great news though, Ness. Don't sound disappointed. Sound ecstatic.
This is happy.
Huge. Good news.
This is huge. I need a bit of this here.
This is the last one, Nath. This is from four
this
from
is
four.
This is from four from four. And
you're basically, Nath, you're basically a doctor.
I've solved flatulence.
Last night you were getting men to massage their prostate.
Yep.
And tonight on the show you're solving... I'm not explaining what that was for.
Don't. Stop laughing, listen to the
Heidi.
Podcast, guys.
And tonight...
Also, Mark, Heidi, Vanessa, you've had your bit.
But it's good to have you here still.
Yeah.
But yes, Dave, and tonight you're solving flatulence. You're solving... Oh, you've just
almost just broke. I'm so excited. I almost broke the studio. Yeah,
sorry. Flatulence and farting. The tops and bottoms. Mate, this is you. If Damon does not... I've got to find out. What is
okay,
it? I don't remember.
Damon from Mildura. You're our final person. We got you there, Damo.
Yep.
Okay, Damo, remind me. Are you a top or a bottom?
A bottom.
Okay, you're a bottom.
Oh,
that's right.
That's right. Your nan hates it when you fart.
Yeah.
Okay. Damo, this is a big one for you. This is for four from four to see if we have solved Australia's flatulence issues. I need you to pop the phone down by your bottom, okay? And again, yeah. if you poop, it's cheating. So we're not doing that. Don't push too hard. But we need to see if you do a fluff, then we have solved this, okay? Damo, it is over to you now, and you let us know the result.
Nothing.
Yeah! God damn it! I love this!
You're bloody welcome, Australia!
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Winter! Still throwing me the producer Max's voices in there.
No, he's not even here.
Well, we should have said, no, he's here. He comes in just for that. That's got to be the bit. The fact that he comes in just for that each and every night.
I've got a bit that I want to... I'll tell you later.
Yeah, it's tell me later. Thing. Is this an off-air chat? Thing,
yeah.
You don't want to have it now?
No, we don't have time. No, please welcome to do the show rating tonight. I believe it's Carly from Gatsby.
Hello, Carly.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are good, Carly. How much of the show have you... Woohoo! How much of the show you heard tonight?
Mate, I've been listening all day because my partner's been away working, so I've literally had nothing to do but listen to the radio on housework, and you guys have been my main form of entertainment. Oh. Thank you.
Good.
Thank
That's
you.
Good, Carly. We
so
like that.
Out of 10, Carly.
I love you guys. These are awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. Carly. Stop it. We love you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think anyone in the show ratings ever said they love us. So this is...
Yeah, this
no, is... No, I love you guys that much. Like, you actually have provided me so much entertainment, and your show was so awesome. It's actually kept me, like, yeah, you know, entertained while he's gone.
Oh, thank you, Carly.
I hope he comes
no
back.
Worries,
well, I'm sure he's
oh,
going to
no,
come
he's
back.
I mean, back on Friday, but you know.
Well, I mean, Thursday
you
night.
You fill in until then.
Yeah, Thursday night. We're back. We can do this all again.
Jimmy was worried he wasn't going back, Carly.
Yes, but... please. Call me back again, and I'll give you the same review you guys.
Carly, what's the score out of 10? What do you got for us? No, she hasn't scored
it. I give it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10!
Oh. 10 out of 10!
I mean, it would have been weird
every
after...
time.
Would have been weird after every all time. That. She was like, 2 out of 10.
No, guys.
Australia!
No. Oh, she's, no. Sorry, 10 sorry. Out of 10. 100%.
Adios,
Carly, I mean, because you like talking, Eddie, can you say adios, Australia? Say it. Say adios, Australia, Carly.
Adios, Australia.
In a weird voice. But
that's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.